Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The St. Petersburg Police Department says a student has been arrested for having a gun on campus. Police arrested a 14-year-old ninth grade boy at St. Petersburg High School this morning for having a handgun on campus. He made no threats to students or the school. The handgun was reported stolen from a car last week. Tomorrow, President Biden will unveil a series of executive actions aimed at addressing gun violence. Biden is expected to announce tighter regulations requiring buyers of ghost guns to undergo background checks. Ghost guns are homemade guns that lack serial numbers and are tougher to track, allowing buyers to evade federal background check requirements. The president also is planning to name his nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. That's a position that could be key to addressing gun violence. Today, the Florida Senate passed a budget amendment allocating $3 million to help the Piney Point cleanup. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports cleaning and closing the site is expected to cost about $200 million.
The appropriations amendment was sponsored by Senators Jim Boyd and Darryl Roussan. Boyd is a Republican who represents the part of Manatee County where Piney Point is located. Roussan, a Democrat, represents parts of Pinellas and Hillsborough that neighbor the Piney Point area. Roussan said the funding is a start.
This nutrient-laden water spilling out near Piney Point has serious implications to the fragile environment that represents Tampa Bay. And the funds that we are appropriating will start us on a pathway to cleaning up what has been recognized as a true mess.
One of three process water ponds on the Piney Point facility breached last week and began pouring into the radioactive gyp stacks. Officials said that water was collected on site, but in order to control the breach, water from the top of the pond had to be emptied. That water contains seawater and wastewater used in the processing of phosphate and is filled with phosphorus, ammonia, and nitrogen. Some of the nutrients in the water are known to fuel red tide and lead to fish kills, among other environmental concerns. Manatee officials announced Tuesday that the stacks were under control and a full collapse was no longer a threat, but the site has been problematic for years. The ponds are at capacity and in constant danger of overflowing. Jeff Barath manages the site for owner HRK and has been begging the Manatee Commission for help with a plan to close the plant. His most recent plea was in February.
Based on our current water volumes, action is needed. Now.
But it took a breach and the threat of a 20-foot wave of contaminated water for action to be taken on the site. It's been a known problem in the county for decades. On Sunday, Governor Ron DeSantis said crews will continue working until Piney Point is closed for good.
So I've asked Secretary Valenstein to work with Manatee County and utilize all available resources to form a permanent solution to this long-standing issue.
But a solution could be costly. The breached pond still needs to be drained. There's about 300 million gallons left. That contaminated water could wind up in the bay. Then there's the two other stacks. Those have higher concentrations of pollutants and need to be drained as well. The Manatee County Commission voted Tuesday to start the design of a deep injection well to pump the water into the ground past the Floridan Aquifer. There, it could take 100,000 years before it resurfaces in the Gulf. Cost estimates for completing the site closure are in the $200 million range. The three approved is a long way away, but Senate President Wilton Simpson promised Monday to use money from the American Rescue Plan to fund the cleanup. Senator Janet Cruz, who toured the site Tuesday, supported the amendment, but said it's not fair for taxpayers to be on the hook.
This is a fix for private property, and now we are essentially stuck taking care of this. Not our problem, but we're going to fix it and take care of our residents, so I appreciate it very much.
In his statement, Simpson added the state will work to hold responsible parties accountable for Piney Point and recoup taxpayer money. For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
Florida added nearly 5,900 new positive coronavirus cases today and 42 deaths. The Tallahassee Democrat is reporting that a spokesperson for Governor Ron DeSantis says he has already received his coronavirus vaccine. Last week, DeSantis said he might get it publicly, but he never did. Many public figures have gotten vaccinated publicly as a way to encourage others to get vaccinated. Here's the weather tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with afternoon highs in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.